During debate on impeaching President Donald Trump, New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin of Long Island used his floor speech to defend the president.
Thank you to the president for his efforts to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and to take out Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani, to eliminate the ISIS caliphate, to enter into the historic Abraham Accords, to have an economy this time last year that was stronger than I ever remember in my entire lifetime. Yeah, we'll complete the record. And in all fairness, as the president leaves 1 week from today, let's be honest about the double standards that exist inside of this chamber. And let's also be honest that this president did a lot to make America greater than ever.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman.
Zeldin voted against impeachment. He accused Democrats of a double standard by supporting and not condemning Black Lives Matter protests over the summer. The majority of our region's representatives voted to impeach. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, Cuomo goes green. Connecticut teachers say they are losing paid leave. And what to do about trash. I'm Charles Lane. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled an ambitious plan to bring more green energy and what he said will be thousands of jobs to the state. Plans include new upstate solar farms and offshore wind turbines off of Long Island. Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo says $26 billion will be spent in public-private partnerships on 100 projects, including new solar energy farms in Saratoga, Cortland, Livingston, and Lewis counties, and the building of two major offshore wind farms with 90 turbines each off of Long Island.
They'll be located more than 20 miles off Jones Beach and located more than 60 miles off Montauk Point, respectively. Don't worry, neither will be visible from the shore. They will provide about 2,500 megawatts. This is the largest production of renewable energy by any state in the United States history.
In addition, the Port of Albany will become a center for manufacturing the wind towers to be used at the offshore sites, and existing facilities in Brooklyn will be beefed up.
All of these projects will break the congestion, open the grid, and all of these projects will break ground this year.
It's the second time in his decade as governor that Cuomo has proposed major green energy projects. His first attempt, a solar panel factory in western New York, known as the Buffalo Billion, did not work out as planned. A state controller's report in August found that the project is yet to produce the hundreds of jobs initially promised. Scandals resulted in prison sentences for several involved, including the governor's former closest aide. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Connecticut teachers say some school districts are denying pay leave and work-from-home quarantine options recommended by public health officials. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
Connecticut's top four educators' unions want Governor Ned Lamont to create a standard COVID-19 quarantine policy for schools. They sent a letter to Lamont this week. Cynthia Ross-Zweig is a paraeducator and member of the CESA union. She says two paraprofessionals have died of COVID since December.
These things will continue if we don't afford protection for these people, full PPE and continuation of pay if they are ill and they have to go home and work from home. That needs to continue to protect their lives.
Ross Zweig says paraprofessionals are at high risk of exposure because they work at close proximity to students. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Lamont's office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Coming up, the future of trash in Connecticut. But first, headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The The 7-day COVID-19 positivity rate in Connecticut increased to 7.6%. However, the daily positivity rate exceeded 10%, the highest since March. On Long Island, the 7-day positivity rate decreased to 9.1%. The rest of New York is also down to 7.2%. Two cases of the more contagious form of the virus have been found in Suffolk County. A mass vaccination center will open on Thursday at Jones Beach. It will serve New Yorkers 65 and over who are now eligible to make an appointment. Connecticut Democratic lawmakers could try to increase state borrowing to expand COVID-19 relief programs. Even with federal assistance, the state still has to pay for unemployment benefits, rental assistance, and some medical supplies. Governor Ned Lamont had wanted to put the state on a, quote, debt diet before the pandemic. Legislative leaders say the needs have changed. Republicans recognize the financial toll of the virus, but hope the Democrats in charge go easy with the state credit card. The head of the Connecticut Republican Party has abruptly resigned. J.R. Romano stepped down in a brief message to the party's central committee. He gave no specific reason for stepping down, but said his resignation is what's best for the organization, and it's time for a new voice to be heard. Romano served as the state GOP chair since 2015 and was one of Trump's most vocal supporters among Connecticut Republicans. A coalition of 74 cities and towns in Connecticut met this week to discuss the future of the state's trash. Patrick Scahill reports that the discussion came as a major Hartford trash-to-energy plant announced that it will close next year.
The Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority says it will close that plant by July 2022. With limited in-state disposal options, that means more trash headed to out-of-state landfills, a pricey proposition that has towns working to get residents to throw out less stuff. Katie Dykes, Commissioner of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says unit-based or pay-as-you-throw pricing could be one possible solution.
These types of programs shift waste disposal costs to the user, just like utility charges for electricity and or water.
A handful of Connecticut towns and nearby cities like Worcester, Massachusetts, do this already. In Worcester, residents buy official city trash bags at stores and use those on trash day. But some towns have struggled to sell the idea to tax-weary residents. Sherry Cantor is mayor of West Hartford.
The cost of disposing of trash is real, and our municipalities are going to see increasing percentages of their budget going to waste disposal.
The panel provided legislative recommendations on Connecticut's trash future this week, including pay-as-you-throw and residential food scrap collections. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare. If you're into podcasts, WSHU has several. Check out Off the Path. It's an audio road trip to unique places in the Northeast. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.